I know there's enough of us on the line to justify getting started, and we're going to do that in just a second here. I came across a story that it doesn't fit, you know, North Carolina or South Carolina, which is where the bulk of our guests are from. However, I thought, you know, because South Carolina is considered the South, and even in North Carolina, they've got their own set of, you know, cultural things that out here on the West Coast, we just don't have that. We're not real steeped in culture. And this was titled The Good Old Life in Arkansas. And because it takes place with kids, and I have two kids in my home, I just thought it was completely apropos. So I'm just going to share this with you. And I'm going to do my best to put it in the context that it was probably shared in this classroom setting. So you'll have to endure with me on this. This is a situation with Mrs. Crabtree and one of her students named Sammy. And she says, "Late again?" The third grade teacher said to little Sammy. "Ain't my fault, Miss Crabtree. You can blame this one on my pop. The reason I'm 3 hours late is pop sleeps naked." And I think in the South it's actually pronounced naked. Is that right, Carol?
Naked.
Now, Mrs. Crabtree had taught grammar school for 30-some years, so she asked little Sammy what he meant by that, despite her mounting fears of what was going to come out of his mouth. Full of grins and mischief, and in the flower of his youth, little Sammy and Trouble were old friends. But he always told the truth. "You see, Mrs. Crabtree, at the ranch we got this here low-down coyote. And the last few nights, done he ate six hens and killed Ma's best milk goat. And last night, when Daddy heard a noise in the chicken pen, he grabbed his gun and said to Ma, 'That cow's back again, and I'm going to get him. Stay back,' he yelled to all those kids. He was naked as a jaybird, no boots, no pants, no shirt. To the hen house he crawled just like an engine in the soup. Then he stuck the double-barrel shotgun through the window of the coop, and he stared out into the darkness with the coyotes on his mind. Old hound dog Zeke, had done woke up and come a-sneaking up behind Daddy. And when he looked up plumb helpless at old Zeke stuck that cold nose in Daddy's crack. Miss Crabtree, we've been cleaning chicken since 3 o'clock this morning." Thought I would share that with you guys. You know, didn't quite get the gist of it. I think Pop pulled the trigger a little premature and shot all the hens. Having old Zeke at the backside. Anyway, just a little southern humor for you guys, and some of you are going to be thinking about that. What does that have to do with anything? Well, you know, a lot of the stuff that Vance shares doesn't have a lot to do with much, but let's jump into everything. I want to welcome everybody to the Saturday AM Live call. We've got Carol Riddick and friends with us today, and we'll give a proper introduction here in a second. And, you know, in the email that I sent out earlier this week, I didn't do much to elaborate on who Carol Riddick is. And those of you who are in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, you know who this woman is. Or if you happen to be blessed to be in Martha Herring's organization, because Martha and Carol have done a lot of hobnobbing and sharing of each other's skills and blessing each other's group for the last few years now. And Carol, before we jump into things and talk about this concept of leadership and rising up this summer, taking advantage of what Nikan's given to us, share a little bit with the group where you came from prior to Nikan, what your background is, because I know it pretty well, but I think it lends some credibility to what we're going to discuss today.
Okay. Well, Vance, before Nikan, I owned a business. It was called RSVP of the Carolinas, and it was an etiquette consulting firm. And basically what we did was not only offer cotillion classes, a very southern thing, for young children, but I also did a lot of corporate consulting. So, you know, basically, as I like to say, you know, people would have their MBA, their PhD, and their BMW, and they just kept getting halved up for job promotions. Well, that's where, you know, a lot of corporate executives, even politicians, would come to me, and we'd try to figure out, you know, what it was that was holding them back. And for a lot of people, it was just, you know, maybe even things like table manners, that, you know, or their speech or whatever that would be that, you know, might be offensive to another culture.
Now, in that setting, obviously this gave you the opportunity to hobnob with quite a few people that, like you said, they may have all these letters behind their name and an impressive business card, yet lacking some of the other skills. Have you been able to use any of those contacts in building your Nikken business?
Actually, a few.
Okay.
A few, but you know, most of those people were so super focused, laser focused on their own careers that they were not interested in making any of the switches. So
okay. That's kind of like you weren't real keen on jumping on board with Nikken when
I was so not interested in Nikken when it came in my path.
Because the network marketing industry, or what was it that was the thing that threw you off?
Well, I was fortunate enough to be one of those people that had gotten invited to two different Amway meetings. And, of course, you know, they don't invite you to a meeting. They trick you. And the second time, you know, was 3 days before my birthday, and these friends of mine said, you know what, get all dressed up tonight. We're going to take you someplace special. Well, the next thing I know, I'm in a group of people chanting about soap, you know. And this really was so not what I had in mind, you know. And especially, of course, what am I thinking? I'm thinking we're having a surprise party, and I'm at an Amway meeting. It really cost me some good friends.
Yeah.
It really cost me good friends. And I had actually told them, I said, you know, had you been honest with me, I would have gone with you. Now, would I have joined? Probably not, but I would have gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tricking me was just, you know, so that was my impression of all network marketing. So,
sure.
You know, even when I joined Nikken, I told my sponsor right on the spot, I said, you know, do not hook your wagon to my star, because this star is not going anywhere. I am just going to be a wholesale buyer because of the 11th commandment, thou shalt not pay retail. So that's pretty much the only reason I got involved to start with.
Okay. And with that, you know, because a lot of us have heard stories. The Rogers family has never been invited to. I did go to an Amway meeting once, and I left after 2 hours, but because the guy said it would be an hour and a half, and at 2 hours they hadn't even started drawing circles yet. But a lot of people have not. We may not carry this baggage of, you know, that, oh, okay, this is what it's all about, and we just may be going down the pike, and all of a sudden Nikken comes along. At first, when you saw the opportunity, and you said, you know, the 11th commandment is thou shalt not pay retail, so you're going to get in it to save a few shillings, which makes sense. Did you really see at first the opportunity to utilize some of the incredible things that you've been teaching for a good portion of your life in as far as the leadership aspects? I mean, do you see that as far as all the different, when they laid out the compensation plan and the different marketing structure, the different ranks, and did all that kind of jump off the page?
Actually, at first it did not, because I wasn't looking at it. I didn't look at the compensation plan. I didn't look at any of those things. What did originally get my attention were the efficacy products. You know, because I was loaning a lot of the stuff I had bought to people, and I had bought a lot of products for my family, and when I discovered that they worked, you know, I may have been ignorant, but I'm not stupid. And so I did decide at that point to, you know, kind of explore and, you know, kind of did my due diligence, as everybody does. And what I saw impressed me. What didn't impress me was the network marketing aspect of it. So at that point, Vance, what I did do is I pulled out my curriculum, and I thought to myself, okay, if somebody came to me with this quandary, okay, I found something that I really am impressed with, I think there's potential to make, you know, huge amounts of money with it and help a lot of people, but I have a problem with the business model. So basically I pulled out the curriculum and put myself through my own curriculum,
mm-hmm.
using the network marketing model. After that, I was just very satisfied that it was something I didn't need to be ashamed of, which originally I was.
And, you know, and that's a thing that so many people out there deal with, and I believe it's, remember who was the person that shared it, I believe it was Brenda Henley, or that, you know, network marketing, you know, they always viewed it as something just above purse snatching, you know, mm-hmm. because we just have this thing, and yet it's been around in North America for over 50 years, and we just automatically, you know, because of some story or something out there, we think the worst of an industry that, well, if it's that good, how come we just can't go buy it at Walmart, or how come we can't right. walk down to Sam's Club and get it, you know, if it's that good. And we don't give things the benefit of the doubt. We always jump to the negative conclusion. And mm-hmm. I love the fact that you had to put yourself back through your own course
exactly.
to realize what the opportunity
exactly.
was there.
And that's part of what our boot camp is about too, because it is business building for network marketing professionals. So then we can all feel professional, with our chosen profession. So,
and that's something that now boot camp was started, 4 years ago, 5 years
actually,
ago?
Yeah, the first one was in 2002, and it was co-founded by Diamond, Martha Herring, and myself.
Okay.
As a tool to train our own team.
Okay. And we know the results are proven because Martha was with us a few weeks back when she'd, that's actually been a couple months back now, when she advanced to the rank of Diamond, and you can't get there. I mean, you guys are, you know, attractive gals, but you can't get there based on your good looks alone. I mean, it does take work, and when you think about the concept and the title of boot camp, you're thinking, I'm going to have to get dirty. And it sounds like if this is a weekend gig, I'm going to have to be camping, and I don't camp, and all these thoughts. And, of course, we have to, you know, get those things out of our mind. What takes place at the weekend event?
Well, basically, Vance, it is a 2.5-day business building workshop, and we have it in the beautiful mountains of North Carolina, and a lot of people aren't even aware that there are mountains in North Carolina. But and it's held at a great old place where, basically the rustic accommodations and the atmosphere all contribute to team building and bonding, and that's something we feel very passionate about. Everybody's in bunk beds, and actually when you get there, your sheets are on your bed. You get to make your own bed, so it is camping, kind of, but it's indoor. And if you've ever seen that movie Dirty Dancing, it's very similar to that facility. We keep the groups very small, and we pretty much limit it to consultants who are committed to building a business. As a matter of fact, we turn a lot of people off by saying, you know, you can build your bring your products, you can use your products, you just can't talk about them this weekend. This is all about building your future.
So it's very similar in the sense to humans being more, in that we're not talking about products, we're not training about products, that, you know, the focus is simply on leadership and those key crucial issues that, you know, need to be discussed while you're there. What, now, I know that you're always at like 80, 100, 120 people. And you said you focused it, your goal is always to keep the group small. What is the ideal number that you like to have that works well for you?
Well, actually, after having a couple of really big ones in the last 2 years, we've decided to keep it under 40.
Wow.
Yeah. We've really narrowed it down, and our results are really showing. You know, like for example, last year. 85% of the people who committed to going to the next rank achieved that goal within 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking platinum, we're talking a gold, we're talking about multiple silvers.
Mm-hmm.
And within 5 months, 90%. So we're pretty proud of that. And this month we just had our boot camp 2 weeks ago. And, it was really considerate of Beacon to work within our schedule and to offer us a Sprint for Silver, campaign this summer. So we are just delighted to have broken out several silvers and a new gold on our team, too. So that was, the timing couldn't have been better. And here's the really cool deal, Vance. We had five people who at the last minute decided against coming to boot camp because of the introduction of, you know, this program. And, you know, at first we were a little taken aback, and then after about 30 seconds we went, you know what? We are so proud of our people for making good choices.
Mm-hmm.
They knew they needed to stay home and break their own silvers, and they didn't feel like they could give up, you know, with travel time from, you know, other states. You know, it's a four-day, five-day commitment,
mm-hmm.
and who wants to take 5 days out of their month?
Sure, and you have to, you modify your schedule to work Nikan into the nooks and crannies and make it work. However, you know, taking a bulk of your time, I mean, I'm setting in our fifth Nikan vehicle right now in the garage, because we have house guests, and our office is right next to the guest bedroom, and I didn't feel like waking them up, talking and carrying on and cackling, as some people accuse me of doing on this call. You modify, you know, Nikan. There's no such ideal as, you know, what does a Nikan wellness consultant's week schedule look like? There's no such thing. I mean, you couldn't have a schedule. You work it in, and I, you know, I got a couple more things I'm going to share here in a bit. What took place with us yesterday in an interesting environment. But I want to get to, I believe that Willie and Francis are with us this morning as well.
I am hoping. I know we've got New Silver, Brenda Johnson on. Francis, are you on? Willie, are you on?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I mean, my voice recognition skills are good, but who is the yes?
Francis.
Okay, good morning, good. Francis.
Good morning.
And to anybody else with us?
I know Brenda.
Okay,
yeah,
Brenda?
Brenda's on too. Yes,
Brenda here. Okay, here. So two new silvers. Now, you guys both went in the month of June?
Yes.
Yes. Yes and yes, okay?
Yes.
And,
Actually, Francis, if it's okay, I'd like to introduce these gals.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Well, Brenda Johnson is from Wendell, North Carolina, and I like to call her Mrs. Excitement, and because I don't think even Dave Johnson is as excited about Nikan as this lady is. And she really understands the importance of being coachable and is, you know, whatever you tell her, you know, she says, what should I do? And whatever you tell her, she does. And a really awesome thing. Not only is she coachable, she is becoming an awesome coach for her exploding team. So I'm real excited to introduce Brenda Johnson. And then Frances Hunter is one of Wilhelmina Sapp's. She is the silver that got Wilhelmina to gold. And Wilhelmina probably is not on the line tonight. If she is, she may not have had the coach this morning. She may not have the host code because she is at gold training. I mean, this lady never stops either. But the neat thing about Frances is she does not miss an opportunity to share Nikan with anybody. And because she's so credible, Vance, people are not only compelled to listen, but they do immediately believe her, and then they just take action right away.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like these two ladies. They're just awesome.
Now, you guys, both of you had pretty much, as a result of boot camp, made the decision that this was going to take place. And Francis, you and I had the opportunity to chat the other day. And
okay.
Being a teacher, you know, the summer is it. I mean, if you're going to do Nikan, you cram it into the 2.5 months that you have off, or 2 months if you count to finishing up the school year and then getting ready for the next one. I'm really curious. When Nikan, when you got the email, or you got a phone call, or you saw it in print, when Nikan announced the Sprint to Silver campaign, what feelings and emotions went through your body?
You went, Francis?
Francis, yeah.
Okay. Wow, this is an opportunity for me to get a boost in reaching and achieving a level that I can become a little more closer to reaching a financial healthy status.
Uh-huh. Okay. And
as well as helping reach others with the need for building better health and wellness.
And now, Francis, when you originally came on board with Nikan, it wasn't for the business opportunity, was it?
No, originally it was not. I had some health problems of my own, and Carrie Macklin said I was a mess.
I think
so many problems that
and I think that's accurately said. You know, it would have been Francis, you're a mess, something along that lines, right?
Yeah.
Specifically, what were you dealing with? I always like to throw these in because it allows us to really remember and relate to what gets 99% of most people in Nikan. It's not the business opportunity; it's the profound product experience we have. What were you specifically dealing with?
I was dealing with health-wise, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and just been diagnosed with diabetes 2. I had difficulty with my hands, arthritis, and tingling and numbness, and I literally would have to force my fingers back to straighten them out whenever I try to flex them. And I play the piano. That's my basic instrument, and it was just difficult for me to perform.
Okay, and what is life like for you now?
Oh, it is a joy. I feel so much better. I have more energy, and I just feel more alive.
Okay.
I was tired all the time before, and I couldn't understand why I was so tired. I just didn't feel great at all, but I do feel so much better now.
Okay. I'm gonna throw a question out for you, Francis, but I'm gonna give you a couple minutes, and I'm gonna defer over to Brenda here for a bit. I'm gonna ask Brenda to answer this question as well. If there's one thing that, when you walked away from boot camp, that you know, and I like to describe it, if you had a Polaroid camera and one snapshot that you could have taken of that experience that you walked away with, what would that be? So just think about that for a bit, and I'm gonna come right back to you. But I want to go to Brenda here, Mrs. Excitement. And Brenda, what went through your mind? I'll ask you the same question when Nikan announced that Sprint to Silver campaign.
Oh, it was instant. I was going.
Okay. No prodding or dragging.
It's once, you know, they said that, I said, okay, I announced it at boot camp, which was like, we started like, what, was it the fourth and fifth, Carol? When it was announced and we started talking about it, I mean, I spoke it then and it was done. I mean, whatever it was going to take, no matter how much work I had to do, I was going to go silver in June. And I was right down to the wire at 9 o'clock on Saturday night, but I went silver.
Okay. And Brenda, how many people do you have in your organization right now?
I think it's, even with the downlines, I think it's like nine.
Nine, okay.
And I've been in it since March the 13th is when I signed in.
Okay, so less than 6 months now. You got nine people in your organization. You went silver, so in courtesy of Nikan, you really, you know, simply had to get to the 15,000 mark. Any wellness homes attributed to that?
Yes, two.
Two. Okay.
Two, yeah.
Okay, and I want to point this out because a lot of people think, well, you know, if you just find a couple great people, then it's a shoo-in. No, not so. You've got nine, which is a good, healthy number to start with. It'll always, you know, of course, grow and expand from there. And you pulled off two wellness homes. Not all of us are like, you know, Bob and Suzanne McGee, who, you know, sell a wellness home to our mailmen because we say hi. You know, that's not in our ability. However, you pulled off two.
The two was just in June.
Okay.
There's four, including mine. I'm sorry, I didn't understand. But since I did two wellness homes that signed up on Saturday the 30th, that got me over, needless
right.
to say.
Right. And we know we're making a difference because when you look at, especially in the latest Nikan Family Magazine with Terry and Aaron Latham on the cover, you see the list, and it fills one whole page of what font size, you know, three or something, of all the people that now have the certified wellness homes. And, you know, how many times, and Carol, you will say amen to this, I know you will, that we've heard the comment, you know, I remember the magazine, and it was just page after page of, you know, silver, and I'm like, okay, that's great. However, look at how many people now have a certified wellness home. What's better you know, to see someone's picture. I mean, silver is a fantastic achievement. At the same time, what's better in the book to have all these people have a certified wellness home, knowing that for the rest of their life here on Earth, that their lives are going to be physically changed for the better, and their whole family is going to change because of the difference that they have in when they open up their home for other people. Brenda, this achievement, obviously you're not stopping here because you just can't. I mean, and I know that for sure because you're part of a group that just doesn't stop. And what are you looking forward to from this point forward?
Oh, I'm going to go gold, if not this month, definitely by the middle of next month.
Okay.
My goal is to be platinum. Carol, when did we say? Next spring? When I've been in it a year, I intend to go platinum.
Okay.
No, I'm going to the top. Carrie and Barbara and I are going to play together.
Okay. And you're referring to Carrie and B.J. Macklin.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, Brenda, we never asked, what is your occupational background?
I'm retired from the Division of Motor Vehicles. I'm a consultant on motor vehicle adjudications, policy, and procedures.
Okay, well, yeah, translate that into common English because I don't have a clue what that means.
Most people don't. As far as I know and anyone else in the state, I'm the only one that does this. I retired from the Division of Motor Vehicles. I was 9 years in my last year, so 9 years as a hearing officer, the last 4 years as a training officer. And Carol is very, very sweet in her positive comments on me. But the reason I don't like meetings is because I'm used to being the one in front. I don't sit very well.
Uh-huh.
So what I do is I work on people who have driving issues, whether they live in the state or have just had the misfortune of coming through the state and were sighted. And then they threw the ticket aside and said, oh, they're just North Carolinians. They don't know jack. And now it's jumped up and bit them, and it's like, okay, I've got to clean up my act, or I'm not ever going to drive again. That's what I do is I clean up their mistakes.
I see. Okay, so you get to have fun getting people on the right track again. So,
yes.
Brenda, I'm gonna ask you to chew on that question that I asked Frances earlier as far as a snapshot of boot camp, and I'm gonna come back to Frances now because I'm sure you've put together a good answer for me. What would, Frances, that experience, if you did one thing that you walked away from your boot camp experience, what was it?
Well, the opportunity to learn how to recruit prospects. We were given various ways to approach how to make phone calls and to make personal contacts, as well as doing role-playing and working with a partner in doing a pretend type of approach to a prospect. And it was just an amazing way to help you to feel a lot more confident and comfortable with doing prospecting.
Now, and I'm guessing, Frances, you're kind of at the other end of the spectrum from where Brenda's at. I haven't met you guys in person, and if I have, I apologize for forgetting you or not remembering, but you seem a little bit more meek and mild, and Brenda's about, you know, kind of take charge, put me up in the front of the room, and I'll be, you know, in my element. As a teacher, right, in the teaching profession?
Yes, that's correct.
What would you encourage us to do, and especially those of us who are in the teaching profession or occupation where the summertime is our, you know, kind of vacation time, and those of us who know teachers, what would you challenge us to do as far as take advantage of this summer to share with people in the education industry that would be one of those things that would kind of, you know, open their eyes to the opportunity of NECAP?
Well, the freedom that NECAN allows you to be able to choose when you do things and focus on how you are going to go about doing those things in versus someone telling you how you need to do something.
So the freedom you get to experience in the summertime, that might be a good selling point to say, would you like to like to experience this all year long?
Oh, yes, definitely, I see. And the fact that it can be a real boost and charge to changing how you, your total outlook on where you want to go with your life, and how you, the time that you get to spend with family and doing things that you enjoy doing, as well as being able to choose when you make a living, and also being able to help, as I said, others with whatever you, wherever you see a need for some help.
Sure. Okay. Now, Brenda, I'm going to go back to you and ask you to answer that question for me. What was your snapshot that you walked away from boot camp with, obviously?
It would,
go ahead.
See, mine's totally different. I would feel it would be a lightning bolt. Because the lightning bolt is energy, and that's what I got out of it. It's be extremely difficult to name each and everything that I got out of it, because there were so many speakers with such wonderful information, and so it just came out as just a massive amount of energy and information to help better our own mental and physical well-being, financial included, and so many others. Mm-hmm. It just empowered you to go out and help people, and at the same time, you're helping yourself. And I have to say this with all sincerity, is I don't think, and no offense to anyone, we couldn't have a better upper line. To me, Carol Riddick is the epitome of what Neekin is all about. She's a very elegant, very caring, knowledgeable lady, and I couldn't do it without her. I can't imagine what it would be like to be under someone else, because she has just been there so many times for me when I was up, down, and in between, and I have a habit of bouncing off the ceiling a lot of times, and she, you know, takes the Velcro off the ceiling so I can come down. So it just was a very empowering, and I think that's when I was fired up, needless to say, before. But, I mean, I just came away just so determined and so excited over Neekin and the wonderful things that it has to offer, not just the products, but the residual income that, if you know, you do the work now and you keep getting paid for it.
What amazes me, no, and I want to have Carol chime in here, because Brenda, you had said, you know, no offense to anybody else. I don't think anybody will be offended when you talk highly about your upline, because all you're doing is, you know, stating what most people believe and feel, and often we don't get the chance to express it, because I just popped an email to, you know, my upline, two above me, Dennis and Ruth Williams, and I just said, you know, I can't wait to be hanging out with you guys here in a couple weeks when we go up for the annual Diamond Summit at their house and then jump on an Alaskan cruise for a week. Carol, what, you know, being that you said, and I want to kind of tie a bow on this call this morning, when you say that, you know, your goal is to have, you know, 40 people at an experience like this, and you only take leaders, and I'm sure you got a lot of people that want to go back and repeat because they have such a great experience there. Picking and choosing, obviously, but do we really want to wait till next June to rise up in our leadership?
Absolutely not. And, you know, just kind of like with the Neekin rhythm of the business, you know, we have other leadership things that go on throughout the years, you know, just Super Saturdays and expos and trainings at our home. And, you know, each Sunday night I do a call for my team. So there's a lot of other, you know, not only trainings but leadership trainings that happen. You know, at the end of the summer I'm going to be having a, you know, a cookout for all my silvers that they're just finding out about now. So for those of you that aren't silver and gold yet, get there, because my husband makes the best ribs in the world.
Carol, we never had a chance to even talk about your husband. He's one of those people that definitely does not have the ability to leverage in his current occupation as a pilot for Delta Airlines. And Delta has literally, I know the employees of Delta have, they redefined the term or the phrase, taking it in the shorts, as far as the pay cuts that they've been have to sign on to.
Right.
And I know in the conversations that you and I have had, that has really allowed you to have more of a laser focus.
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, 18 months ago, Vance, I think I may have mentioned this to you, my husband put on his uniform and he kissed me as he walked out the door and he said, I may be going on a trip and I may come home in an hour retired. And, you know, so when he left, I literally did not know if he would have a job by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And when he got to Atlanta that day, he decided, well, you know, I better retire. And so he did. And fortunately, he retired on the last day that they gave out packages. So everybody that is working right now does not have a package.
Wow.
So we were very blessed. And we were supposed to get, you know, our a wonderful retirement that was based on 80% of your last 5 years. Well, when it was awarded to us, it was actually 30%, which was not what we had counted on. And after 6 months, they took that away. So now there's nothing there. Now, for us, we were kind of prepared for that, and we had been preparing. You know, I had been getting my, you know, weekend business in place. We had a lot of investments and things, so we weren't counting on that. But, you know, the thing that is really frightening is what about those pilots that have been retired 10 years and that's all they've got?
Sure.
And, you know, in their 80s or in their 70s, they don't have the ability to go get a job. At this point in time, what do those people do? So, you know, for years and years, I've been standing in front of crowds talking about, you know, everybody losing their job. And I'll be honest with you, Vance, never, never did I think it would affect us. Because we were with Delta Airlines, you know, solid company. You know, well, I should have realized when Pan Am and all these other...
Yeah, I was going to say these great names that I grew up with, Pan Am, Eastern Airlines, Western Airlines, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, where are they? They're all gone. You know, but I just didn't really believe it would happen to us until it did. And I've got to tell you, it's been, for the last 30 years, my husband has, you know, worked for Delta and, you know, given him everything he's got, and he's done just a phenomenal job of supporting our family and our lifestyle. And, you know, at this point in time, you know, he was so stressed over that, you know, getting downsized, you know, as it were. And, you know, I just told him, you know what, why don't you just go play golf? And, you know, little did I know he would really take me to heart. Well, for the last 18 months, that's what my husband has been doing. And isn't that great that he can?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that we have things in place that allow him not to stress out, you know, over this situation. So, you know, for those of you on the call that don't have your business where you'd like it to be right now, just keep working it, because you know what? This dream, this is the American dream, and it can come true. And with the program that NECAN has given us with the Sprint to Silver, Run to Gold this summer, there is no excuse, you know, for you not to get yourself to a point where you can really maximize all the benefits of the compensation plan. So, you know, get rocking and rolling, everybody, because I tell you, we really just have a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And you can talk to Brenda and Francis. They already have their plan in place to win the performance bonus.
Well, there you see. And that, Carol, you talk about, you know, I'm sure the dreams that your husband had for, you know, living, you know, pursuing, flying a bit longer than he did. And I can't imagine, I mean, Delta is not a small carrier. There's a lot of employees that get affected. And we're talking, and not just in the airline industry. I mean, we go way beyond that, and you're talking about the dreams of people's lives that when they don't have the ability to leverage and call the shots, that somebody else is pulling the strings, you know, those dreams get shattered. And I'll try and do this in a way and segue right in here and wrap this up. I actually officiated a funeral yesterday. I'm not a licensed minister. I don't have a ordination paperwork, but I was asked, and there was about 180 people paying tribute to a gentleman whose life was snuffed out at 49 to a really rare, extremely rare type of cancer. But what was amazing was hearing all the comments about this gentleman and the passion and the companies that he'd started and just the few years that he was on the earth. And one of the quotes that I'd written down came out of from the author Louis L'Amour, and it simply said, a man never starts to get old until he stops living his dreams. And how often do we as Nikan Wellness Consultants forget about those dreams that were basically kind of brought to the surface when we experience humans being more for the first time, or when someone asks us the question, are there things in your life that you'd like to do? As Francis pointed out, that, you know, you don't have the money or you don't have the time because somebody else is dictating that schedule to you, or from what, like Brenda was saying, that, you know, for so many years working in a government position, you just don't have that leverage that Nikan affords us to give. And so many times we're afraid of the success that leadership brings. And, you know, some of the notes I'd written down last Sunday at church were that, you know, God doesn't look at me as who I am, but he looks at me as who I'm about to become. We have to see ourselves as those leaders. We have to see ourselves as the silvers, the golds, the platinums, diamonds beyond, if it's ever going to come to pass. It just doesn't happen because we, you know, all get together in a room and start, you know, chanting silver, silver, silver. It doesn't happen. You know, it's like going to that Amway meeting and chanting about selling soap. It doesn't work. And then, you know, one other thing that I'd written down here is a note. Many of us miss our potential because we fail to see ourselves as God does. There is a leader within each and every one of us. And I know that Brenda and Francis are just two examples here in the last month that have achieved silver that are rising stars. And I'm looking forward to hanging out with you, Brenda, in Cancun, because you pull off gold by you know, next month, by August, and boom, it's a shoe and it's in the bag. And, you know, why not? Let Nikan pick up the expense. And, folks, it's not too late. If you haven't even thought about it, or you have thought about it and said, ah, it's too far of a stretch, it's not too late. Here we are, what, July the 7th? You got two full months. Oh, excuse me, 1 week shy of two full months, and these are long months, 31 days in each one, in July and August, to, you know, if you're not silver, get silver and find three other people that want to join you. You know, if you're already silver, well, get to gold and let Nikan pick up the tab. All you got to do is pay the airfare to get down there. I mean, this is not a difficult thing, and I know that for Stacey and I, we're like, man, this is sweet, and, you know, we're pretty jazzed. So, Carol, any last comments? Last thoughts that are going through your mind there?
Well, I did want to mention, unfortunately, Wilhelmina, who is Francis' sponsor, unfortunately, I shouldn't say that. She is in gold training with one of her silvers and a bunch more boot campers. I have a feeling you're going to be seeing Francis in Cancun, too, because mm-hmm. Willie has committed to bringing all her silvers to Cancun. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and when Willie speaks, we listen, don't we, Francis?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, and this lady, I'd just like to say a couple words about her. She truly is a role model of how to for all Nikan consultants. And I know you've had her on a call before, but truly, she is a person with no time. She is volunteered out. She has a full-time job and a part-time job. And she just works like crazy and gives so much of herself. And she builds her business between 9 and 11 every night on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And she has got a massive organization that spans, I think, like 28 states. And she is just amazing. And, I'm real proud to have her as Gold's on my team. And look for this lady to be platinum, like, in the next 15 minutes, because she is on target, and I'm almost scared for when she comes back from gold training, and because she'll be fired up, won't she, girls?
Yes.
Fired up. And
well, maybe we'll have to commandeer her in the next couple weeks to share with everybody, and because I know that a lot of us, you know, we may be in an area where we don't have a Carol Riddick or a Wilhelmina to spar us on, but at the same time, you know, we all have the opportunity to start living our dreams. Let's not die and let our dreams, you know, die with us, because it's just, what a tragedy. And I think that if we can all live a little bit of passion and say, okay, what is it going to take me? And building a business from 9 to 11 every night, you know, come on. How many of us, you know, there's nothing on TV in the summertime, folks.
Or in the wintertime.
Or in the wintertime. Exactly. If we utilize that time, and, you know, yesterday when, you know, when Stacy and I were at this reception following this funeral, I was walking around and making new acquaintances and meeting people, and one couple that I, you know, kind of hit it off with, they're from a little town called Fayetteville, North Carolina. And they flew in for the funeral, and I said, you know, I'm going to be there next month. They said, well, we need to hook up. And so while I was working that angle, our oldest daughter, McKenna, a few minutes later came up to us and said, we're going to have these people over, because their daughters are her age. She said, they're going to come over and spend some time at the house. We've already got it all planned out. So before they fly home on Wednesday, they're coming over. They don't know they're going to get a wellness home tour, but that's what they're going to get when they get here. So, you know, that's the way we work it in, and it's not, you know, I wouldn't go around bashing weddings and funerals just to get people to come over to your house, but you work it when you can. So, Bretta and Francis, and especially Carol, I want to thank you guys for your leadership. I want to thank you for raising the bar for the rest of us, because you've truly given us something to emulate, and we really appreciate you taking the time to share on the call. And again, like I said, we look forward to hanging out with you guys in Cancun, Mexico, at Nikan's expense. That's a big thing. Being a Rogers, I'm incredibly cheap, and when somebody else is going to pay for it, you know, I'm there. You know, why not? They said they would, so let's make them.
There
you know,
go.
Eat
and
their
Vance, we want to thank you too for all your support, and you know, you'll see these gals before the Rhythm of the Business, because I mean, you'll see us before Cancun, because you're going to be here for the Rhythm of the Business in August. So we're really excited about that. So.
Looking forward to that. Yeah. Looking forward to being in North Carolina with you guys, and then that later that evening on the 18th of August, being in South Carolina, so in Greenville. So. You guys, let's really ratchet things up. We're just cresting into July here, and Nikan's given us an incredible opportunity with the Sprint to Silver campaign. Let's not miss the opportunity. And we have an example to live the five pillars, and that means living life with passion and contentment, and running with you know, all eight cylinders firing. So thank you guys again. Have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to chatting with everybody next Saturday morning. So talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.